Joining us on the air today, three of the Star Valley High School 4A Boys State Champion cross country team going 1-2-3 at the top of the podium today. Jace Burton, Hobby Wetzel in studio, and of course Colton Cranny as well. Guys, here after the morning after Halloween, so I'm sure you all got a great night's sleep, went to bed early, and just so happy to wake up early this morning, right? Just so happy to be here. Yeah.
Like nodding their head. I'm like, that's not how radio works, guys. guys, let's talk about the course out in Cheyenne, because there was obviously there were some hills. There's some different. It was a different course than maybe what you'd seen in the past. Kind of talk to us about first about that particular state championship venue.
Who goes first? I say the state champ goes first, okay. Man. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it was harder than we expected it to be. We watched the video, but I mean, from video, you can't really tell how big the hills are. So we definitely showed up and we were like, hey, we're going to have to really focus in, because this isn't going to be as easy as we think. So yeah, we were prepared with our own course and just the training that we were doing, we were ready for it, so I don't think it was too bad.
It's not the first hill course you guys have run, right? I mean, you've had plenty of those to help you get ready for it. How did that course compare with some of the other tougher ones that you've been on over the course of the season?
Our home course is definitely the hardest in the state, and I don't think anyone would argue that. So it's definitely not as hard as our home course, but I mean, if you look at maybe Boise or Pocatello, you know, there's a more significant hill in Cheyenne than on those courses, so yeah.
Hobby, let's talk about that a little bit, because I even saw some things from like YO Preps leading up to the race, and I think it was Cheyenne, it was one of the Cheyenne coaches was talking about the hilly course. And then even made reference unsolicited to the Star Valley course. So you guys are kind of famous for having a tough course over on this side, especially with State having been here just a few years ago.
Yeah, I want to brag us up a little bit. I think we're a lot more mentally tough than the other side of the state. The other side of the state is doing easy, flat road races the rest of the season. We're doing these hard courses, especially our home course. It prepares us a lot for that state meet.
So you guys felt like you had the advantage. It's almost like the high elevation, low elevation thing, right? Just because you'd been able to run that. Hobby, one thing I wanted to ask you. You guys were the favorites this year again going into it. Nothing new. You were the favorites last year as well. But you guys put in the work, right? I mean, speak to that a little bit, because it's not just, hey, we're good and we know it. I mean, you guys earned this thing still.
Oh, yeah. We put in a lot of work. Props to Coach Draney for doing all that he does with us and all the research that he does. We do these mental toughness things as well on top of everything that we're already doing. We're just a lot more prepared than everybody else. We got the hard courses, the hills that we do, everything that goes into what we do as training prepares us the best for the state course.
Colt, I just want to get your thoughts on this, because you've been chasing these guys now for, this is like your third year chasing these guys. But I also feel like when you look at teams that have this level of success, it seems like the best competition is often on their own teams. And I think this is an example of that. Maybe speak to how these guys have maybe helped your game and how you've helped theirs in terms of success so far.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, these guys have obviously been the people I've been chasing down for a while, and as much as, you know, I'm still not right on their heels quite yet, but like, you know, it's cool to see how I've progressed over the years, especially going from middle school and, you know, seeing Jace with me and chasing down Hobby still. You know, it's been quite the journey, and you know, it's cool to finally get a glimpse of what it's like to run with them.
What was it like for you to be on the podium and finish top three statewide. I mean, even with your two teammates, that's icing on the cake, right? That's pretty special. But you individually to be able to say, man, because Dal mentioned this quite a bit through the season, because we're talking about Jason Hobby back and forth. But Colton Cranny was always in the mix all season long, right? So what was it like for you to get that top three?
It was pretty awesome. You know, like the night before, you know, I had teammates that believed in me. Believe that I could take third, and then you know, I believed in myself, and chased it down, and yeah, it felt good as I thought it would. So it was pretty sweet.
Cool,
Jace. I want to talk about this the hole in the wall thing that you guys ran previous to state, because you get a chance to see. I mean, that's a pretty prestigious race, and you get to see some of the best in the country. Kind of talk to us about that experience because it seems like you really didn't leave anything left in the tank when you finished that. Kind of talk about that experience.
Yeah, that was a wonderful trip, and I'm so grateful to Coach for taking us. And we gave up our homecoming dance to go run around, but I think it was very much worth it. Because, I mean, like you said, we found, you know, the Coeur d'Alene boys, the Seattle boys, some of the California kids, just the fastest you can find. And then it was just fun to get out there and get a glimpse of what's ahead of us come NXR or whatever else, and, you know, just see what it is running in a fast pack and then getting to really, you know, push yourself and see what you're going to do at sea level.
Hobby, as you reflect now, of course, you still have indoor and outdoor and all that stuff coming up, but cross country's over for you now as a high school athlete, right?
Not completely. We do have one more race. That's regionals to qualify for nationals.
Okay.
So all right. We'll see how that goes. Hopefully it goes good.
All right. So, but as far as like in-state competition, right? So you got three fire truck rides as a cross country athlete, two golds and a silver. I mean, most high school athletes would dream to get one of those, and you guys had three. When you reflect on that, what comes to mind?
Just all the accomplishments that we've done. It feels really nice, and another big props to Coach Draney, because he's developed us a lot since we were freshmen to where we are now, and he's done it with other runners too, like my brother Shane, Peter, all those guys. It's just good to be one of those guys that have done so well in running.
Talking about, I think it's today, Sefa Running Mountain West Championships is today. So, yeah, he's part of that. And, yeah, we'll talk about the history just a little bit. I'd like to kind of get a reaction from all three of you. Yeah, this is the eighth time in 9 years that a Star Valley runner has won the individual race. I mean, that's... It's got to be getting to the point where the other schools are like, okay, who's not going to win this year? It's going to be these guys. But kind of talk about that, because it kind of feels like I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Definitely. Star Valley is just different, I guess, because we've developed so many great athletes. And when we moved up to 4A 3 years ago, everybody counted us out and thought that we weren't going to do that good. And then we won three consecutive state titles, which is great and shows how competitive we are and how much work we've put in to be great runners.
Colton, just along those lines, I mean, let's just say it's kind of out in the room now. I mean, you got another year. You're coming back. Is it going to be 9 out of 10?
Boy, no pressure, man. Huh?
There isn't. I mean, I'm not running.
No, that's definitely the goal for me. Yeah, just keep the dynasty going. You know, keep Star Valley at the top, which would be, you know, pretty cool. So,
Jace, thoughts on all this?
Yeah, I mean, you brought up Peter and Shane and Asefa. You know, some of the best that have come out of Star Valley, and I think it plays to our strength that we walk into practice every day and we can look up and see every record they have and every time they've run, and then be able to just put our heads down and go to work and realize that, you know, we've been chasing those guys more than anyone else for the last 4 years. So
I'm going to ask a similar question, and Jason, Hobby, I want you both to answer because you're the two seniors. So we're talking about these guys that kind of built the program ahead of you and the lasting legacy. So now as you prepare to graduate, you guys go on to the next bigger thing. 2 years, 3 years, 4 years down the road, when we have the next cross-country crew in here talking about, man, when Jason, Hobby were in this program. I mean, what kind of legacy do you guys hope to leave for this thing?
I mean, that's all you can hope for, really. You can win all the medals, but if you don't leave something behind for the team, then, you know, you were just a winner, you know. But I think if you leave something behind and then, you know, you inspire the middle schoolers and you get them running fast and doing the same things we were doing, I think that's where you find Star Valley's success.
Bobby, what about you?
During freshman year, when I was watching all those fast guys like Peter, Shane and Asafa, I thought that there's never going to be a team as fast as them. And then now look at us now. We've got an even better team, arguably. And that's just amazing to see. And I hope that it continues with our younger guys, with Colton winning next year, hopefully.
Colton's like, I wish you would have put that up. Dal's kind of a jerk. one of the cool things I thought, you know, obviously the fire truck ride gets pretty cold like it was this last week, but they've tried to incorporate a couple of the elementary schools, and I saw some pictures from that. That's got to be pretty cool. The kids come out, and you guys get to kind of be celebrities for a few minutes to those kids. Do you feel like any of those kids might be the ones that are running in a few years from now?
The turkey trot champions.
Yes.
We can only hope that because at one time we were those kids and now this is us now. And I hope that one of those kids were inspired by us and want to become runners and start training to become what we are today.
In studio today for First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday, Star Valley Boys Cross Country Champions, the three-peat with Jace Burton, Hobby Wetzel, and Colton Cranny, all in studio. You guys, any final parting comments? I guess my question is what's next for you? Hobby, you kind of alluded to it, but you guys each have other things coming up. So, Colton, let's start with you. What do you have coming up next? And we'll go down the line and wrap it up here.
You know, just... obviously, I have Nike Regions, you know. Hopefully, we can put down a fast time there as a team and as individuals. And, you know, just continue from there, like indoor tracks down the road, see if we can find some success there, and keep running some fast times. So,
yeah, I'm excited for what's coming up for indoor and the rest of this cross-country season and what we can put together for track. And we're going to be going to some big meets. We got some big meets lined out for track, so hopefully we can lay down some great times.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just continuing doing what I'm doing every day until I say I'm done. And then I move to track and see how many fast times I can run and see what we can do. And then team-wise, just I don't think anything's changed since we've won a trophy because... that's how we won it, is we just showed up every day and got to work.
Fantastic. That's in studio, Jace Burton, Hobby Wetzel, Colton Cranny, talking state champs for cross country in 4A. It's First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday this morning on the SVI Radio Network.